The live show. We had a 1 p.m. call, and I was there on time. Saturday would be another rehearsal on dress sets and a semi-dress rehearsal. We made changes as we went along, so I had to pay close attention all day long. Not surprisingly, that pastel yellow suit showed up in my dressing room. I tried it on and asked myself a few questions, specifically, what the hell am I doing here? Chris Kelly, the stage manager, offered me the neon chicken wings sign from my office in Trump Tower as a souvenir. My memories would be vivid enough, but it was thoughtful of him. We ran through the show, which included three encounters with Star Jones of the TV show The View. Star was played by Kenan Thompson. I also visited the set of Live with Regis and Kelly, as played by Daryl Hammond and Amy Poehler. I liked all the skits, but realized that only certain ones would make the live show. The Saturday Night Live setup is theatrical in concept. If the show works for a live audience of 300 people, it will work for national TV. The dress rehearsal audience is the focus group for the live show. The skits with the best audience response remain in the live show. The others are cut. The dress rehearsal ran from 8 to 10 p.m., and the live show began at 11:30 p.m. Not until after the dress rehearsal would we know the content or the running order of the live show. We had a dinner break, and I decided to visit the NBC canteen. What a great setup, with all kinds of entrees and salads and 7 or 8 desserts and puddings. I had some great chicken and mashed potatoes that I took back to my dressing room. Matthew Calamari came to visit and ended up joining me for dinner. George Ross and Carolyn Koepcher also arrived for dress rehearsal, so they visited for a while, too. Steve Higgins of the Saturday Night Live team came in to go over some writing issues as skits were still being fine-tuned. I heard the guest band Toots and the Maytals practicing out on the set. They sounded terrific, and I went out to listen to them for a while. My daughter Ivanka had told me how great they are, and she was right. The music relaxed me, and surprisingly, I was not at all nervous. At that point, the fantastic Sharon Sinclair, a makeup artist, took me to get ready for the dress rehearsal, and by 8 p.m., the show had begun before a live audience. I had a few friends and colleagues there, so I knew that I could count on a few free laughs. One half hour of the show would be cut, and I was curious to see what would go and what would stay. Unfortunately, some of my favorite skits were cut. The Finesse Mitchell tour de force, the audio version of my new romance novel, and a couple of close encounters with Star Jones. But all in all, it would still be a great show. Melania, Don Jr., Ivanka, Eric, John Myers, John Mack, and some of my best friends had arrived, and their presence was a big comfort, considering what I was about to do. Then the music started up, and it was showtime. Live, this time, in front of the world. The live show was an hour and a half long, a total whirlwind. We had small portable dressing areas set up on the set for fast changes, and an experienced team of dressers, led by Donna Richards, made sure I was ready for each scene. Did I ever think I'd be the star of a hit television series? No. Did I ever think I'd be the host of SNL? Not in a million years. After the show, I signed some photos for the crew, including one that will hang in the hallowed halls of Saturday Night Live for all time. It was a night to remember. Both Lorne Michaels and Jeff Zucker seemed pleased with the show, and I thanked them for a wonderful experience. We all left for the after-show party. For the record, and this may be a record, I got home at 6 a.m. on Sunday, just in time to get up and read my newspapers and start a new day. And to top it all, the ratings turned out to be great.